I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. COVID-19 cases are low in Bangladesh, but people are struggling with the pandemic's ripple effects on the ground. Bruce Allen of FMI.
Bangladesh is one of the most crowded places on Earth. When we're talking about social distancing, that's a phenomenon that most of Bangladesh cannot even relate to. They'd say, how can I escape being in close contact with somebody else? COVID-19 is going to wreak havoc on the country.
One pastor and his church are fighting the pandemic by making face masks and gathering supplies for those in need. Allen says they want to show their community sacrificial love and donate online to FMI's COVID-19 relief fund and pray for God's providence to supply vital resources during this pandemic. For more information, visit missionnews.org. And 1.6 million Syrian refugees are taking the hardest hits during the COVID-19 lockdown in Lebanon. Now that many refugees are out of work, stress is rising. It's the worst kind of situation for abuse victims who are stuck at home with their abusers. With close quarters and nowhere to go, there's no escape for victimized children or spouses. Pierre Husney of Horizons International says they're finding ways to prevent emotional isolation among the refugees they serve. They're checking in on refugee families and providing emergency aid along with reminders of Christ's love.
Many of our staff have expressed a heart to just be able to reach out beyond our direct circle of influence. And so we're starting to learn how to use media, producing videos, addressing prevention measures, or any kind of encouragement that we can be giving to people at this time.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, The Dime That Lasted Forever, by Ruchunga Padidi. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.